And there goes the full-time whistle, blown by match referee Thomas Connolly. So Derry City didn't have time to take that free kick. But it matters little because Derry City have eased to a 4-0 victory and pick up another league victory over Finn Harps. The players shake hands, Gavin, and Harps will have no complaints with that result.
I don't think so, no. I think that 4th goal was just the icing on the cake for Derry. And as I say, 4-0 probably reflects the game, to be totally honest. It's disappointment for Harps. They just never got going. They never settled in the game. And Derry, just as the game went on, got better and better and better.
Well, if it Harps players, credit to them. They go away to our left-hand side and go down and applaud the travelling supporters. And always good to see, as you say, the Harps fans staying on to the finish. But their team has been on the end of another heavy defeat here tonight. And remember, these sides meet again here on Monday night in the EA Sports League Cup. So, well, I'll tell you what, Harps will come here fearing the worst again, I'm sure, Gavin, because it's likely that Derry City will go into that one as a strong, strong favourite.
Oh, they will certainly, but I don't think they'll fear the worst. I think in the League Cup, they probably have a free game. They don't have the pressure of league points and stuff at stake, so, you know, they'll not fear the worst. They'll come try to get a result and sort of put things right from tonight. But I'm sure, I do agree with you that Derry will be strong favourites on Monday night.
Well, if there's one positive to take from tonight, Gavin, never mind the result here, but the result that's... it's still a latest score at the RSC. Waterford leading against UCD by a goal to nil. And okay, UCD will now have a better goal average than Harps, but Harps fans will want to see UCD continuing on this losing streak.
Oh, certainly. Like as we said earlier, you know, it looks like it's between them, UCD and Harps, for that playoff position at this early stage. And you don't want to see UCD getting results. And when Harps do lose a game, the first thing we'll look at is how UCD done. They stay in touch, you know.
Well, the story of the game here at the Brandywell tonight, both teams showing changes going into this game after midweek defeats. And while Harps started okay and they had that good chance on 26 minutes when Daniel O'Reilly's header was cleared off the line, well, Derry City, they were the better side in the first half, and they eventually got their noses in front shortly after the half hour when they were awarded the penalty. A foul by O'Reilly on Parkhouse. Junior took the penalty. His effort was saved by goalkeeper Peter Burke, but Junior was able to follow up and fire home the rebound. Derry City won to the good. They doubled their advantage just before half-time when from another set-piece situation, a free kick, one on the edge of the Finn Harps area, and Kieran Harkin, well, he curled his effort around the wall into the top corner past Burke, and that meant that Derry City went in at the break, two goals to the good. They added a third on 66. Kieran Harkin taking advantage of some hesitancy in the home or in the visiting defence, and Harkin's finish in beyond Peter Burke, and it was 3-0 to Derry City. And while both teams made changes as the game wore on, and young Shane McNamee came on as a late sub for Derry City, rounding off a special night for the McNamee family from Remelton, because remember Barry McNamee and Tony McNamee were also both involved tonight. Well, the game finished with a fourth goal for Derry City. Later on, it came on injury time at the finish, and it was Kieran Harkin who completed his hat-trick, taking advantage of another sloppy piece of defending from Harps. Mark Russell this time guilty of not clearing his lines. Harkin just stole in and shot in past Peter Burke. Harkin went away with the match ball for his hat-trick. Derry City, comfortable winners in the end, winning by 4-0, and Gavin, fully deserving of their 3 points.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody in the ground can argue about that tonight, the result, the scoreline. It was just Derry were sharper, quicker, hungrier to a certain extent, and deservedly won the 3 points.
So well done to Derry City. Waterford United have beaten UCD by a 0-0. That's a full-time score there. And it's full-time as well at Dundalk, where the home side have beaten St. Pat's by a 0-0. And they're still playing at Tallaght Stadium, where it was an 8 o'clock start. Shamrock Rovers look to be in a good position there. They're leading Cork City by 2-0. Here at the Brandywell, it's finished here tonight in another victory for Derry City. We've said that so many times down through the years. Thanks to Gavin Cullen for his assistance tonight on commentary. And thanks to you for listening. From myself, Jeremy Doherty at the Brandywell, where Derry City have beaten Finn Harps by 4-0.